This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Eric Scalavino here on this Friday, February 20th. My colleagues, Andy Hart, Paul Perilla, are at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, so holding down the fort here at Gillette Stadium. And not a lot actually going on in terms of the roster. We're waiting all this week to see if maybe the Patriots would use their franchise tag. The window for that for all NFL teams started this past Monday, President's Day, the 16th, and runs through March 2nd. So teams have time to do that if they so choose. New England hasn't done so for a few years now. I think 2012 was the last time with Wes Welker. And this year, though, I think they're going to. And I've been looking out all week for signs that that was going to happen. And so far, it hasn't. We still have another week to go, a little bit more than a week to go, though, for that to be a possibility. And I think there are two guys of all the free agents that they have who are potential taggees, and that would be Devin McCourty safety Devin McCourty, co-captain and place kicker Steven Gostkowski. But again, so far, no news from the Patriots as far as their use of the tag, and really no news from pretty much anybody out there in the NFL to speak of. So I think people are still kind of focused on what's going on in Indianapolis at the Combine and all the potential transactions with players on existing rosters. We'll maybe have to wait till next week. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open for that. In the meantime, the Boston Herald did have a report about another potential free agent for the Patriots, running back Shane Vereen. According to a source that spoke with the Herald, Vereen is looking for about $5 million a year in terms of a contract when he hits the free agent market, whether that's here or somewhere else. That number seems a little bit high to me for what the Patriots might want to pay him based on what he's done. But he did have a strong end to his first contract here with the team. So maybe it's not entirely out of the question, but I think that might be a little bit hopeful if Vereen wants to stick around here in Foxborough. But like I said, so far, not much going on in terms of the franchise tag or the transition tag, for that matter. Both of those are included in this opening two-week window here before free agency starts. But I think Andy and Paul are where it's at right now. They're at the combine and they're focusing on players who might be on the roster down the road when we get down to the draft in the end of May, end of April and beginning of May. So check out Patriots.com for all of the reports that they have from out there. They're putting some good stuff up about all of the rookie class that's getting their first job interviews here in the NFL at the Combine. So we'll be back pretty soon in about a week with another roster report, and hopefully we'll have something to talk about in terms of the franchise tag and what the Patriots are planning to do, maybe even some potential contract news with one Darrelle Revis, another situation we've been looking closely at. No news on that front either. But until next time, I'm Eric Scalavino. Thanks for listening.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.